Major Indianapolis sewer rehabilitation work will take place at 16th and Meridian Streets starting today and scheduled through early next week. In this next piece, WFYI's Taylor Bennett and Citizen Energy Group spokesperson Laura O'Brien talk about the $4.9 million infrastructure project and why it's necessary.
So we have some sewer rehabilitation work that will be taking place soon. Laura, can you explain a little bit where this is going to be taking place exactly?
It will be taking place just west of Meridian Street, and it will affect some traffic coming from the east as well, just so we can make sure that people coming from that direction aren't running into a closed lane as they come through the Meridian intersection.
Right. So that is a busy intersection, which means, like you said, some restrictions. What are they, and then how long will those be in place?
So as of right now, we're planning for one lane to be restricted so that people will still be able to turn left on Meridian if they're coming from the east on 16th Street. They'll also have a lane in which they can go straight or turn right or north onto Meridian Street. So the work is, it was expected to start a little earlier this week, but with the weather, construction is always kind of a moving target. And based on the weather, again, we anticipate being done with this segment of work probably by the end of the weekend and to definitely by early next week. We have some additional work that needs to take place in the area. However, it's likely that's going to get pushed back by a few weeks just due to the weather forecast. And so these restrictions won't stay in place in the meantime. Once we finish this work, we'll pick up the lane control. And then we'll come back to do the other work when the weather outlook is more favorable.
Can you explain a little bit about the type of work that's going to be done and why this is needed? I know that we've talked in the past about the city's aging infrastructure, and that's pretty much the reason why we need to have this work done. But is that the case for this project?
It is. Mm-hmm. So many of our sewers near downtown were constructed in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So they're old. And so throughout this particular project, we really focused on installing new linings in existing sanitary sewer pipe segments. So most of the time, these segments are accessed through existing manholes, which happen to typically lie within the right-of-way and be situated on city streets, which, you know, causes the need for the lane closures. And to install the new linings, we need to restrict that traffic so our contractors can both access the manholes and do their work safely. We also have to account for construction equipment as well. Larger pipes require more equipment, which means we may need to close more travel lanes to stage that equipment. And the size of the existing pipe can also have an impact on the length of time it will take for the contractor to perform their work. A larger pipe will take more time to line than a smaller pipe. And that's why some projects last longer and take up more lanes than other projects.
Right. And we want to make sure the roads are safe. You know, the infrastructure is weak. Like we experienced, I know, a few years ago downtown, there were some problems with the road.
We did have those structure collapses in summer 2018. And so these new linings that we're putting in, they strengthen the structural integrity of our sewer pipes in this area, and they will help prevent future structure failures like those from happening. And as a result of the investments Citizens has made since acquiring the wastewater utility in 2011, sewer cave-ins have declined more than 30%.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks so much.
That's Citizen Energy Group spokesperson Laura O'Brien speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.